Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Clean air and clean surfaces have certainly increased in importance during the pandemic. Our next guest's company recently received some recognition in this area for their ultraviolet light disinfection technology. Carolyn Cook is a vice president with Diversey. The company was the recent winner of Innovision's Technology Integration Award, and she joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Carolyn, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on this award.
We are so honored to have won this award, especially as newcomers to South Carolina.
Tell us how the company got started, how you ended up here in South Carolina, and what it is that you do.
So Diversey has been around for over 95 years, and they really focus on protecting people through hygiene, infection prevention, and cleaning solutions. And a few years ago, we were purchased by Sealed Air and relocated our headquarters down to the Carolinas. And then last year, we actually spun off into our own independent company and established ourselves in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Welcome to our state. Now tell us about this product that won this award.
Yes, so the product that won the award is actually called Moonbeam 3. And what makes this very unique is it actually uses UVC light to kill germs on surfaces. And what many people don't know is that UVC has been used for years to disinfect air and water. But what makes it kind of a new application is that we're now using it to kill germs on surfaces. So Moonbeam actually can roll into a patient room or a classroom, and it has three adjustable arms that you can use to direct the UVC light. And that light just needs a few minutes to kill easy-to-kill germs, things like COVID, to very hard-to-kill germs like C. difficile. And so the angle that you apply the light is what allows it to be very quick and very thorough in cleaning and disinfecting that surface.
And so I'm assuming that other companies are doing something similar. How did your product differ?
Exactly. So many other companies have developed a device that is more like a tower. There's two things that influence how effective it's going to be. The first one is how far from the surface you are, and the second is the angle that the light goes on. If you have a tower, it does a great job on vertical surfaces, but it doesn't do as good a job on horizontal surfaces, such as the overbed table or the hospital bed, or many of the surfaces, as an example, in a patient room. So by being able to adjust that arm, it changes the angle that that light can be delivered, which makes it kill germs faster and more efficiently.
Now, I'm assuming from what you have told me so far that your main target market for this would be hospitals, maybe schools. Is it out in the marketplace now?
It is out in the marketplace. We've sold several thousand units. Most of them have been in hospitals. And where we see the greatest opportunity is certainly hospitals. But the other place where we probably haven't gotten the word out as much as we'd like to is in long-term care settings, skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes, and to your point, also schools. And there's also some opportunity in commercial office buildings. We've sold some into commercial office buildings as well. You'll laugh, Hollywood movie sets.
Well, I can understand that. Well, now tell us a little bit more about the company's headquarters, your facilities here in South Carolina at Fort Mill. Is this being manufactured here?
It's actually being manufactured at a location that we have in Ohio. Our Fort Mill location is the global headquarters of Diversey. And Diversey operates in 80 different countries. We have about 8,500 employees, roughly 1,000 here, and 85,000 customers around the world.
Well, Carolyn, congratulations again on this award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Cook is a vice president with Diversey. She spoke to us by phone from her company's headquarters in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Her company's Moonbeam product was the recent winner of Innovision's Technology Integration Award. We will have links to more information posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, as well as wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.